This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis has COVID. His office says he is fully vaccinated and currently asymptomatic. He's been testing regularly after recent exposure to the virus. Polis recently issued a health order to help hospitals deal with a surge in patients suffering from COVID, the flu, and the respiratory virus RSV. This is the second time the governor's had COVID. He experienced mild symptoms the first time. Snow throughout Metro Denver is expected to be the heaviest during rush hour tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Paul Slaughter says drivers should be very careful out on the roads.
Because any snow that falls after 3 p.m. is either instantly going to freeze or stick to roads, and it'll make it a very slippery road conditions after 3.
Up to 10 inches of snow could fall in parts of the Northern Front Range and foothills by morning. CDOT says more than 100 plows are focused on areas around Denver and along I-70 in the Central Mountains. Southern Colorado will also see some snow as the day goes on. Ballot counting resumed today in the race that's still too close to call for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Last night was the deadline for voters with ballot problems to fix them and still be counted. It was also the cutoff for ballots to arrive from military and overseas voters. Going into today, fewer than 2,000 votes separated Republican incumbent Representative Lauren Boebert and her Democratic challenger Adam Frisch. CPR's public affairs reporter Benta Berkland joins me live at 5:44 with the latest in this very close race. Right now in Denver, it's 19 degrees with light snow. In Grand Junction, it's 39 degrees and clear. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 5:06.